The Gemara now on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph after the Mishnah. Gemara asks, Maishna iu, Maishna inhu. What's the difference between that person who left his city on his way to another city on Erev Shabbos, but he came back to his original city, and yet he's allowed to go to that place on Shabbos, as opposed to the other members of his city? They're not allowed to go there. After all, since he went back to his original city on Erev Shabbos, the din logically would be that his status should be equivalent to that of the other members of the city, and he should be limited to 2,000 amah. Amar Rav Huna, Chamai Askinon, what's the case in that Mishnah? Kigon sheyesh lo shnei batim. This person is a proud homeowner of not one, but two homes, one in one city, and one in the other city, which is, as we said, 4,000 amah away from this city. Beinam, between the distance between the two homes is shnei tchumei Shabbos, meaning 4,000 amah, as we said. And on Erev Shabbos he went out for the express purpose of going to setting up an Erev so that he could go on Shabbos to his other house in the next city over. But his chaver told him he's got to go back home. This is not a good time to go out there. And now we can understand clearly, says Rav Huna, the difference between him and the other Bnei Amir. Iu, as far as he's concerned, kevin enofik lu liorcha, since he went out from his home and from his city on Erev Shabbos, on his way, he's on the derech, he's on the road, and he has a definite destination where he wants to go to. Avile Ani, his status is that of an Ani. And he's allowed to be like a ventriloquist. You know, he can be marchik his Eruv just simply by making a declaration. He doesn't even need, in a case of Mokum Rochok, Amida Baraglov. Therefore, he was Kona Shvisa on the middle point, that Chatzi Adech, between the two houses, and he's allowed to walk there and from his house, or from there to the other city. But Hani, as far as the balance of the city is concerned, the other members of his city, they didn't go out on Erev Shabbos, is Ashiri Ninu. Their status is that of an Ashir, they're not on the road, they cannot set up any Eruv, they did not have a Hiluch Braglam, they have no Anochas Pas. And since they didn't do anything on Erev Shabbos, they weren't Kona Shvisa except in their city, and therefore they are stuck within the 2,000 Amah boundary outside their city. There's no way they can go to that other city. Tanya Nami Hochi, let's bring a Braisa to support this interpretation of Rav Huna, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where a person has two different homes, and the Braisa says explicitly, Mishayesh lo shnei batim, he owns two houses in two cities. Ubeinayim, and the distance between the two is Tchumei Shnei, Tchumei Shabbos. Double a Tchum Shabbos means 4,000 Amah. Kevon Shehichsik. Oh, what does Hichsik Bederach mean? Hichsik Bederach means Hischil Lo Leches Mi Beso. He left his house, and his goal is to set up an Erev Tchumin so that he can get to an Ir Acheres, to that other city, where he has a home in that second city. And even though he changed his direction and he went back to his original city, Kona Eruv, he was Kona the Eruv in the middle of the Derech between these two Batim, and he doesn't even have to say anything explicitly. He doesn't require a pronouncement to the effect that he wants to be Kona Shvis. It's absolutely clear, the Umdana and the circumstances indicate clearly that that's what he wanted to do. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yesar al Kain, Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi went even a further past that tchum, and he said, Afilu mitzo chaver of Yomalo. Even if his friend found him as he was on his way out of the city, and he says, don't go to the next city or towards the next city. Why? Lean po. You know, take a rest and sleep overnight here in this city. Is Ace Chamu Ace Tzina? It's not the time to continue on your path. and listening to sage advice, he decided that he wouldn't go to that city. He would go back to his home city where he started from, his point of embarkation. And Lemachar, nevertheless, tomorrow on Shabbos, Mashkin Vaholeich, he can go from his house to the other city that's 4,000 Am away, because he was miskaven, his kavana was to be koveh shvisa bechatzi ader. The Gemara now offers two different interpretations to this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rabba, Lomar, that his friend should say to him, Lin po kuliamalo pli the tzarech. Nobody disagrees amongst the Tanoim. Everybody concedes that this is what has to come out of the mouth of his friend, namely the words Lin po. Why? Because if he was Chozer Midaito, and we want to think that maybe he changed his mind, and he doesn't intend to go to that other city, and he doesn't have any intention to be Koveh Shvisa in the middle of the Derech, and if that be the case, his Shvisa is like all the other Bnei Ha'ir. But it's only in a case where his friend was the one who imposed, who influenced him and impacted on him, that he better go back because it's getting hot or it's getting cold, then we can be told that we can assume with this imdina that his kavana was to go there tomorrow. And therefore he's koveh shvisa b'chatzi aderech, even though he didn't say that explicitly. But ki pligi, where's there machlokas tanoim in a case of lahachzik? In other words, he started going, and the question is, can he be koveh shvisa in a case where he's on his way and then he goes back home? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not koveh shvisa b'emtza derech. Unless, again, no. Let's go back to lahachzik b'derech. The question here, and again, all this I want to point out is Rava, is whether or not he actually has to go and be machzik b'derech. According to Rava, that's going to be the subject of the machlokes. So let's go backwards. We'll start with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, then we'll go back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says that even if he heard from his friend Shu rotze leitze, and then before he left, he says Linpo bebeischa halayla mishum chamishum tzina, he could be koveh his shvisa b'chatzi aderech, and as he originally planned to go to his other house in the other city. And that means that Lomaisa, he never went out of his house. He never hit the road, so to speak. Because before he actually left, his friend convinced him, Lin Po, stay in your house, sleep overnight. He can still be Koveh Shvisa B'chatzi Aderech. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, according to this presentation of Rabbah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says no. He's not koneh shvisa b'emtza derech unless the fall, in actuality, already began his trek on Erev Shabbos in the direction of his second house in the other city. And again, Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that that's not a necessary precondition. As long as he turns to his friend and he says, I'm on my way out of here, and his friend says, don't you dare leave, you know, the sun is burning hot, or it's getting really chilly out, and he decides to stay at home, he can, according to this sheet of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, still be koveh shvisa b'chatzi aderech. Rabbi Yosef Amar, lahachzik de kuliyam lo pli de tzarech. There was never a debate. Even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda would agree at the barest minimum, he's got to leave his house. He's got to, you know, hit the road, as we said before. And if he changed his mind before he even started hitting the road, before he even lifted up one foot to leave his house, then he's not Kona Shvisa B'chatzi Adech. And that's something that's universally accepted. In other words, until he leaves his house, everybody agrees he has the status of an Oshir rather than that of an Oni. But Ki Pligi, when is there Machlokas Tanoim, says Rav Yosef? That's, does he also have to say, in other words, that his friend has to say the magic words, Limpo? Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if he's Choser Me'atzmo, he still could be Kona Shvisa B'chatzi Aderech, and the reason for that is because he went out, he hit the road, as we said before. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds that only if his friend convinced him to go back, then we assume that his das was to come back here tomorrow on Shabbos. But if he was Chozer Me'atzmo, he's not going to be Koveh Shvisa anywhere but in his city. That's the Shita of Rav Yosef interpreting this machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chacham, between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. The Gemara now says, Kiman Azla Ha Di Omar Ula. If we analyze the statement of Ula, which Shita does it reflect? The Ula says the following. Misha Hechzik Baderech, so already he's on his route, he's on the road to another city. V'chziro Chavero, then Harei Hu Muchzar. In other words, it sounds like according to Ula, in such a case, when his friend convinces him to go back home, then he's not Kona Shvisa. Umuchzok, and his status is equal to a person who went out to the Derech. And that sounds like he was Kona Shvisa. So Gemara asks, E Muchzar, Lama Muchzak, V Muchzak, Lama Muchzar. How do we reconcile the two statements here of Ula? Was he Konish Visa, was he not? Hachi Kamer. Here's what we have as the only option in interpreting Ula, making some to maintain the integrity of Ula, is Afal Pisha Muchzar, Muchzak. Now, even though his friend convinced him to go back and he said to him, Lean Po, he did not changed by himself, he changed because of the impact, is the influence of his friend, then that's not enough that he should be able to be koveas shvisa b'chatzi aderech. We need another condition to be met, and that is that he went out on the derech. So we have number one condition that his friend influenced him to go back, but number two that he had initiated the process of going out on the road. Kiman, whose sheet is that? And the answer is, Kirab Yosef, Valibad Rab Yosef, Rab Yehuda. This would fit in very well with the second sheet that we studied today, and that is Rab Yosef Shita, and within the context of Rab Yosef, Rab Yehuda, that we said already before, that Rab Yosef explains that according to Rab Yosef, Rab Yehuda, we need, number one, that his friend actually say to him, Lean Po, in other words, we need the Amir of his friend, and number two, we need Lahachzik, that he himself went out to the Derech. Now the Gemara tells the story in this vein. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ishtosa, okay, that was the name, that was his name, Isi Le Kalkola de Peri, they brought him a basket full of fruits, L'Rab Nosson, Rab Oshia, on Erev Shabbos, and he thought that he would go back to his house before Shabbos. And his house was in another city that was very close to the city of Rab Nosson, Rab Oshia. And it was within 4,000 Amma. Kiavi Ochil, when Rabbi Yehuda started going out on the road, and he's now on his way back to his city. Shavke hinichulo ad nochis darga. Rab Nosson allowed him to go out on his derech until he would go one madrega down from his high place, from the aliyah. And that would give him the status of hichzik b'derech. And afterwards, amrle bishacha, Rav Nosson says to him, stay here in my house right now. Ulamachar kodim v'yazir. And in fact, I'm telling you that tomorrow, on Shabbos itself, hakdem v'tzei le'ircha, go ahead in the morning and go out to your city. Which means that because you started lelech, you started your hit the road, Jack, as we said before, therefore, you could be koveh shvisa b'chatzi aderech, and that will allow you tomorrow to go back to your city. So Gemara says, here on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, Kiman, Ki Rabbi Yossi Aliba de Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. This reflects, Rabbi Nosson's statement reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yossi according to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, that we need both Lahachzik L'derech and you have to say Lin Po. And that's against the Shita of Rabba according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol sheyochol li'arev velo irev hareza chamar gamal. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita. And the Gemara is going to find difficulty. Why does Rabbi Meir feel that he needs to teach us this additional mashal here of hareza chamar gamal? Hotnina chadazimna. We've already learned this back on Daf Lamed Hey Omed Aleph, in the case of a pass of an Erev Tchumen, and it rolled outside of the Tchum, or it was covered by a wave, or it got burnt. And if this happened Mibod Yom, then the Erev is gone. But if it happened after Chashecha, after the Ben Hashmash's period, then it's an Erev. And if there's a Safek, when exactly his Erev got lost, then Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omerim, Hareza, Chamar, Gamal. Since it's a Suffolk, the Suffolk is pulling him in two directions. If the Erev was gone, Mibodjon, and therefore it turns out that the Bailam were not Ma'arif at all, then they were Kona Shvisa Bebeso. If on the other hand it got lost after Chashecha, it was Kona Shvisa at the place where the Pas is, and therefore with regard to such a Suffolk, we have to be Machmer on him, and he can't go this way or that way. He can only go the Alpayim Amor, which is the overlap between his bias and the place where the Erev was left. So, in effect, we've already derived from this Mishnah the Das, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that any situation in which we have a Suffolk, if he was Kona Shvisa in his house, or Kona Shvisa with an Erev somewhere else, it's always Harezech Hamar Gamal, and he has to take the Chumrah of both. And therefore we would know also in our Mishnah the same din would apply. We have a Suffolk if he was Kodesh Vis in his house, or Bechatzi Aderech, between the two cities, then the halacha would be that he's not Kona anything beyond the 2,000 Amah, which is between the two of them. So why does Rav Meir feel compelled to repeat what we already know? What's the Chiddush here? Rav Sheshes says the reason why Rabbi Meir had to teach us this din in our Mishnah is the Lo Tema Time of the Rabbi Meir. We shouldn't assume that the reason for Rabbi Meir, and that's in the earlier Mishnah, is because Safek Erev Safek Lo Erev Huda Havi Chamar Gamal, only in the case of a Safek. We don't know if the Erev is alive or dead during Ben Hashmashes, but Aval, in our Mishnah, it's a case of Vadai Lo Erev. Right, we should assume that for sure. He did not have kavanah to set up an Erev, because Karov LeBeisohu, he's very close to his house, and he could be Ma'arv Bepas, or he could alternatively declare Tehesh Visasi B'Mokom Ploni, and he didn't avail himself of any of those methods. And therefore I would have assumed Lo Avi Chamar Gamal. I wouldn't classify him or define this case as a Suffolk situation, which is pulling him in two directions like a tug of war. It's quite clear that he doesn't have an Erev that was Kona at all, and therefore no doubt he gets Alpai Mama from his house in each direction, and that's it. So a mayor has to be Mechadesh here in our Mishnah that that's not the din, but rather Lafilu Vadai lo eruv havi chamar gamal. Even when it looks to us that for sure he didn't set up an eruv, nevertheless it's still a chamar gamal situation. The hacha here in our Mishnah, vadai lo eruv, it seems to us that he certainly did not set up an eruv, and nevertheless Rabbi Meir holds kahavi chamar gamal, meaning that although it seems to us apparently that he certainly didn't have kavana to set up his eruv, but Rabbi Meir wants to tell us, no, we have a suffix. We don't know whether he wants to be Kona Shvisa in his house, in his city, or at the end of the Tchum. And therefore, we're only going to give him Alpayim Amo between those two points. So that's the Chiddush here of Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah to tell us that we really do have a suffix. At this point, we're up to the last Mishnah in the Perek. Mishi Yotza Chutz L'Tchum. If a person violated the halach of tchum and he deliberately went out of his tchum and with no special mitzvah that was compelling him to do so, afilu ama achas, even if he overstepped the tchum by one single ama lo yikones, we're not going to allow him to go back into the tchum. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Lezer Omer, shtayim. Only if he left the tchum by two amos, even if he left the tchum by two amos, yikones, unless it was shalosh amos, then lo yikones. So Rabbi Eliezer is much more makil and allows him a lot more room for violation, up to, but not including three amos. So the Gemara wants to now clarify this din of a person who took 1 foot out of Chutz L'Tchum. Amar Rav Chanina, if a person was standing Raglo Achas B'Toch HaTchum, Raglo Achas Chutz L'Tchum, in other words, he stretched out one leg beyond the bounds, and he hasn't yet stretched out his other leg, and now he wants to go back to his original Tchum, Lo Yikones. He has the same exact din of someone who took both his feet out of the tchum. He has lost his original shvisa. Dichsiv, we derive from the pasuk in Yeshaya. Many times we've had occasion to go back to this perek, perek nun ches in Yeshaya. Im toshiv mishabas raglecha. Now this last word, raglecha, even though it's in the plural, and you should read it as raglecha, both your feet, nevertheless, raglecha ksiv. In the ksiv, as we have it on Namasora, it doesn't have the yud that makes it into a plural. And therefore, the way we write it, it's in Lashon Yochid. And we're going to darshan from the Lashon Yochid that even if he stretched out one leg, that's raglecha, chutz l'tchum, it's considered as if he lost, it is judged legally as a loss of the shvisa. So the Gemara asks the following question. Vasanya, after all, we have a brisa that says, Raglo achas b'toch atchum, raglo achas chutz atchum yikones. So the Gemara answers, Homani acherim hi. That brisa reflects a different shita, not the shita of our Mishnah, or the shita of Rabbi Chanina. The Sanya, because we have the following Achirim recorded in a Braisa. Achirim omel mokum sherubo hu nizkar. In other words, we judge the person according to the place where most of his body is standing. And since in the case of someone who stretches his leg out chutz l'tchum, one leg, most of his body is still within the tchum, therefore according to this sheet of the Achirim, his din, his status is that of someone who never left the tchum. And therefore he's allowed to go back to his original tchum. But Rabbi Chanina doesn't have this drasha, and therefore he holds that you don't have to take out your whole body, but rather you take out one leg, and that's enough to undermine your tchum. Ika di Amri, we have a second understanding of Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi Chanina, according to this version, a person who's standing raglo achas p'tochat raglo achas chutz l'tchum yikones, dechsiv im tashis mishabas raglecha. so that even though it's written as Raglecha without the Yud, nevertheless we read it, according to the Kri, as Raglecha Karina. And therefore we read it in the Rabbim. And Raglecha in the Rabbim is teaching us that if he hasn't yet removed both his feet, Chutzut Chum, he's not in that same category. He's considered within his Tchum HaRishon. He hasn't negated his original Tchum. So Gemara asks Vatanya, but the Braisa says that if a person stretches out one leg outside of the Tchum, Lo Yikones, and that's against Rabbi Chanina. And the Gemara answers, Hu Diomar Ka'acherim. Rabbi Chanina holds like Acherim. Tisanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Acherim Omerim, Lemakom Sherubo Hu Nizkar. A person is judged according to the place where most of his goof is standing. And in a case where a person just stretched out one leg, his rov goof is still inside the tchum. And therefore we're not going to judge him and classify him as a person who left his tchum. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Eliezer says, Shtayim yikoneh, shalosh lo yikoneh. So Rabbi Eliezer gives you a little bit more room, and unless you left beyond the Tchum 3 Amos, then you're allowed to return to your original Tchum. Vasanya, but we have a Braisa that says, against our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Achas, once he left one single Amah outside the Tchum, yikoneh, but Shtayim lo yikoneh. Once he left beyond the Tchum by 2 Amos, then he doesn't return. And really, Rabbi Eliezer in that Mishnah says 3 Amos. Lo kasha. Hodi okar chado v'koma tarte. Hodi okar tarte v'koma tlas. The Mishnah that records Rabbi Eliezer, that gives him shtayim yikones, is that's a case where he left with an Amos worth, and he's standing in the middle of the second Amah. So he never really reached a full 2 Amos outside of his Tchum. And in such a case, he is still considered in the Tchum HaRishon. And he could go back. But Ha, the Braisa, that says, Shtayim lo yikon, is the Okar Tarte v'kom atlas. He already reestablished his body 2 Amos, 2 full Amos, outside the Tchum Shabbos, and now he's standing almost up to the third Amah. In such a case, his new Tchum is already outside of the extension of the first Tchum, and therefore he cannot go back to the extension. It's not what's called, it's a Tchum Chadash. It's not Muvla B'Tchum HaRishon, it's Tchum Chadash. So Gemara now asks for Asanya. We have another verse that says Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afilu Ama Achas Lo Yikones. How are you going to justify that? Here he says that he left one Ama, and we just finished saying that according to the Mishnah, there's no question that even if he left an Ama, he's still considered Muvla B'Tchum HaRishon. And Gemara answers Ki Tanya Ahi Le Modet. That verse is not talking about Yitzia Chutz L'Tchum, that a person was walking and he left the Tchum and then it became dark, and he was Koveh Shvisa B'Mkomo. Okay, so a person left on the Derech, now it became the sun set, and he was Koveh Shvisa wherever he was, and now he's allowed to go 2,000 Amah in each direction, and he walks towards the city which is closest to his Makom Shvisa. He finishes his Alpayim Amah, and he is one Amah shy of the end of the Tchum of the city. In other words, he's at a Richuk of Alpayim V'Achas Amah, 2001 Amah, from the city itself. He cannot go back in to the city. Why? Because even though if there were Alpayim Amahis that would take him into the Tchum of the city, he would not be Rashai to go beyond that, to snan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Lamoded, Sha'amru, Nosim lo alpayim, Amo afilu, Sof midaso kola, bima'ara. So let's just give a little bit of an overview of this last Gemara to explain the brice of afilu ama achas according to Rabbi Eliezer. And what we're talking about here is the following. That, second, I'm sorry, I got my pages messed up here. We're saying the following. That the Mishnah, okay, I'm sorry, the Braisa that says, Afilu ama achas lo yikones, he stepped one amor of his tchumbari, not, he cannot re-enter, is ki tanya ahi, that Braisa is talking about a case of modade, one who measures. Okay? So he measures his own tchum, he was forced to establish his Shabbos residence on the open road. So he measures now 2,000 footsteps, approximately 2,000 amah, and he's hoping to reach the tchum boundary of the city. The Braisa now teaches us that even if his personal 2,000 amah terminates just one amah outside the city's tchum, he may not enter the city, because even if his tchum reached into the city, he would not be permitted to leave his tchum. And this halacha is deduced from the Mishnah that the Gemara now cites. Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mode Cha'amru Nosin Lo Alpayim Amah. So if he's measuring his tchum with his footsteps, as we said before, and he reaches Alpayim Amah, right? So Afilu Sof Midasa Kol B'Amah, even if the measurement ends in the middle of a cave, he's not allowed to traverse the rest of the cave. In other words, even if his personal tchum measurement terminated within the tchum of a city, he's not permitted to traverse through the entire city. Now, the last Mishnah addresses the case of a person who's baba derech, he's out there on the road, and now it became dark when he's chutz l'tchum. Is misha hichshech chutz l'tchum? In other words, he didn't have enough time to get back into his tchum of his city, and the sun sets. Afilu ama achas, even if he's standing one ama outside the end of the tchum of his city, which means he's 2,001 amas from his city, lo yikones, he cannot go back to the city. He has to be kovei shvisa bimkomo, and we'll give him 2,000 amas in each direction, which means that he's not allowed to go right more than one ama. Samach le'ir, and ain't a rishoy lelech ella ad ama achas samach le'ir. So the closest he can get to the city will be one ama outside the city. That's the Tanakam. Rav Shimon Omer, afilu chamesh esrei amos. Even if he gets to the point which is 15 amos outside the soft chum ha'ir, that means he's in order to get to the city, he'd have to go 2,015 amos. Is Ikonis is allowed to go into the city? She'ena moshochos mematzin es hamidos mipnei atoim. Now it's elu amodedim hamemunim limdod es tchumei ha'ir, the professional measurement measures that measure the tchumei ha'ir, is laniach sima b'sof halpi, so that they set up a flag at the end of 2,000 amah. They aren't mitzamtzim. They're not precise about it to make sure that they put the simon exactly at the end of Alpayim Amah B'diuk, because they're always afraid that people might make a mistake, they might not recognize the simon, and they might go chutz l'tchum, and therefore the minig was that the modedim would put the simon inside the tchum of Alpayim Amah, the city, so people wouldn't make a mistake. And therefore Reb Shimon holds that in that light, this person who did not go out b'mezid chutz l'tchum, he was in an ones situation, circumstances beyond his control, and he hasn't yet reached the tchum of his city before Shabbos, we're going to be mati him to enter into the city, giving him this leeway of 15 amah, because he really in truth did reach the tchum of the city, because the modedim, as we said before, will set up this marker within deep so to speak, a little bit deep into the tchum of the city. The Gemara now quotes a brisa that clarifies the opinion of Rav Shimon. Tana, the Chachamim taught us in a brisa that mipnei atoim means mipnei toei hamida, the people who are toim and they don't recognize the siman that was set up by the modedim, is letzayin in order to indicate exactly where is the end of the tchum. So these modedim, we'll call them surveyors, they place the tchum marker closer in the city than the halacha mandates, in order to provide a safeguard for those who actually wander out of the tchum. Therefore, one whose 2,000 amas terminate in close proximity, which we said was 15 amma, to the city's tchum markers, they have the right to assume that they had actually reached the city's tchum, they're allowed to enter the city. And that, again, is because they didn't get into the situation b'mezid. These were circumstances that they couldn't have anticipated. Hadron Alecha, Perek Mishotzi Uo, and now we're ready to start the fifth Perek Ketzad, Me'abrim Es Ha'orim. And Mirz Shem will pick that up here on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis in tomorrow's Shia.